就同班年青人一起準備佢入大學，已經做咗都做咗十年，有啲讀完大學出嚟做嘢添啦。所以問翻佢哋，學完做完讀完大學之後，你廿零歲同朋友最緊張係啲咩啊？佢哋就話兩樣嘢，最緊張事業啦。所以成日同啲朋友一齊傾偈，講事業係點樣，同埋最緊張就係 relationship， 就係拍拖啊咁。所以廿零歲嗰啲年青人咧，最緊張就係事業同埋 relationship。所以我哋睇翻依幾年學過嘅嘢，點樣預備佢哋prepare 佢哋嘅 career， 佢哋事業同埋 relationship， 點樣幫佢哋 prepare 由 high school 開始 through 大學 through university， 跟住到出嚟做嘢啦，點樣 prepare 佢哋最緊張嗰兩樣嘢，事業同埋 relationship。 所以希望我同你 share 嘅可以幫到你哋同你哋自己嘅年輕人可以 start 個 conversation。 我哋好似頭先 Marie 咁講嘅話，我哋就 what we want to do， 我哋想做嘅就係幫年輕人了解自己。因為我 review 翻上次一月講過咧，我哋好多時就話點樣成功呢？成功係乜嘢呢？成功就係要由如果由頭開始做起咧，就成功就係、是、work backwards， 就係要有個理想嘅地點，買屋買邊度，有間好嘅學校，同細蚊仔報間好嘅學校，跟住叫佢哋勤力，同佢補習讀到大學讀到中學嗰陣時就讀兩科數三科 science， 跟住就揾間好嘅大學，最好就落美國讀大學，跟住就事業就應該好噶啦。咁樣同年輕人同細蚊仔同佢鋪好條路，所以我哋好多時就贏在起跑線，但係咪一定贏在起跑線呢？我哋上次就睇過有兩個。有兩個人，一個人就叫做 Samuel Pierpont Langley， 佢就其實佢呢個人有冇人聽過Samuel Pierpont Langley 係邊個啊？冇，但係佢係好有佢好有其實好佢由美國天文學係美國天文學家、物理學家同埋數學嘅博士，佢就喺1900年。嗰度時候咧，佢就想砌一架飛機出嚟。佢係用 government grant 政府借咗$30,000俾佢，嗰陣時好多錢噶啦。政府借咗$30,000俾佢，佢就班啲最好嘅人就砌咗飛機。因為佢點解想砌飛機？佢點樣發明飛機咧？就因為佢認為發明飛機之後咧，佢就自己出名。但係喺隔離廳仔有兩個。中學都未畢業嘅，叫 Wright Brothers， 有兩個年青人，佢哋係做單車嘅，佢哋自己整修理單車嘅，佢哋兩個就覺得，如果發明飛機咧，佢又唔會好出名，發明飛機會 change humanity， 會人類歷史會完全改變，佢哋就花咗好多心機能力落去，就我哋大家都識。Wright Brothers 是誰了？他們就是發明了飛機。但是 Samuel Pierpont Langley 呢，見到 Wright Brothers 發明飛機之後，他就放棄，他就自己說，哦，人家都發明了，他就做其他事。所以，我們看到，是不是真的贏在起跑線呢？是不是真的最有學識，最有底最好的人才會成功呢？但我們就上次就說到不是一定的。就我和班年輕人同佢傾偈，發覺有大約八成嘅年青人出嚟做嘢嗰陣時，就覺得自己做嘢好唔開心。點解唔開心呢？因為佢哋就由中學、大學一路讀，一路以為想做嘅嘢，以為係要努力擺曬心機落去，讀到嘅嘢出嚟，跟住出嚟做嘢，原來都係唔開心嘅。所以我哋就。我就同好多時同班年青人開始講啦，就唔係一定要人社會話你點樣成功先至開心， 但是你做到你想做的事，你想做到你想，你明白自己，明白自己是哪个，明白自己 是有什么 passion， 来追这些 passion， 来 pursue 这些 passion， pursue、是 先带到开心的。所以我们要第一件事，我们上次就了解一下下一代，下一代我们对下一代有什么评论呢？就是他但下一代自己就很多时候觉得自己 有 self-entitlement， 有 self-entitlement 就觉得自己应该什么就想要什么 就有什么，还有很多都是自我陶醉，还有说自己是觉得是自己全部是 看自己，好像 上网一样，什么都是 post 晒自己最好的东西上网，是令到、人家见到自己最好的什么，是好像很 self好 self-interested， 还有觉得好像他们对其他人没什么兴趣，不是对自己的事就对其他人，对其他人没什么兴趣。还有我下一代评论就很多人说他们下一代是懒，什么都不做。为什么他们这样的呢？我们上次就看到，因为可能我们教育的时候教他们下一代，因为我们做家长的很多都给了下一代，下一代想要什么，我们就想给最好的下一代，所以下一代以为他们是很特别，下一代以为他们因为他们想要什么都有，所以就以为他们是 very special， 因为家长都说他们由小到大他们是 very special 的。但是他们一我跟很多下一代，他们入到大学，他们就说我问他们入到大学你觉得怎样，他们入到大学就觉得原来以为中学就算读得最好，读入到大学，譬如 我自己，我是读那时候是读入大学入 Waterloo 读电子工程，我是在 Scarborough 读中学已经考第 top 10了，跟住入到大学读电子工程，原来发觉个个都是咁犀利嘅，个个都是咁叻嘅，所以我即系中学嗰阵时可能靠天分。靠天分同埋有少少勤力的先读得好，跟住入到大学发觉原来个个都系咁好，我系 not that special， 所以即系好多年轻人入到大学就发觉原来佢哋系由细到大家长或者其他人同佢讲 you guys are special， 佢哋入到大学觉得就唔系咁 special， 所以佢冇咗一入到大学就冇咗个 identity， 冇咗个同埋好多都系冇咗自信心。我啱啱两个礼拜前搬屋喺度执嘢，我查翻我啱啱搬屋嗰时查翻我中学嗰啲成绩表出嚟，我喺度睇下中学啲成绩表，我太太第一次睇高夫中学啲成绩表，跟住我睇翻先生写嗰啲 comment 啊成绩，我就觉得原来嗰阵时虽然读觉得系同对其他人读得系好，但我睇翻啲成绩表话点解而家？由读完书看回来为什么那时候是这么懒的呢？因为那时候真的靠可能靠天分 来读出来，但是我觉得那时候有很多方面可以读得更好的，但是我再跟太太讲，看回之后都跟太太说感谢神，由那时候都是这么懒，都是但是神都用到我，所以是现在是知道我自己自我是哪个，是神做出来的，所以都觉得是可能我们班年轻人是未知道，他们未知道他们自己是哪个，他们的 identity 未找到，所以做不到好像刚才这样说有 80% 是没有 job satisfaction， 没有 happiness 出来，所以我们要看他们要同佢哋慢慢了解佢哋自己系边个。Okay， 几样先我哋。OK， 同埋第二对年轻人最大影响咧就系 social media。social media， 佢哋想点样搵开心啊？点样搵 happiness 啊？佢哋最多就系而家 social media 嘅世界就佢哋有乜嘢最好嘅摆晒上网。是不是他们为什么把最好的东西上网呢？拿个 like 咯，拿个 Facebook 嘅 like 或者 Instagram， 佢攞個人哋攞個心心翻嚟，佢哋一攞到個 like， 佢哋覺得點啊？佢哋就覺得哦，自己開心。佢其實一攞到個 like， 佢腦裏邊就會分發 dopamine， 佢哋就好似好同我哋同嗰陣時年輕人同吸毒啊飲酒一樣，賭博一樣。佢係個腦會分發 dopamine， 所以係好咁多年輕人點解佢困住落 social media？ 佢哋唔係我同舊年同班年輕人講，同問佢哋點解佢哋花咁多時間落 social media 咧？佢哋原來係唔係成日都擺嘢上網？佢哋周不時可能一兩次，每日一兩次擺嘢上網，但係點解佢哋迷住落部電話，迷住落電腦咧？佢哋係等人，睇下有冇人 like 佢哋，睇下有冇人中意佢哋擺咩上網，跟住同其他人比較，同其他人比較，一有 like 咧就佢哋開心，因為個腦分個腦排 dopamine 出嚟。但係如果有其他人有多啲 like 咧，佢哋就覺得好唔開心，所以又要擺其他最好嘅上網。所以點解我哋咁多年輕人迷咗落去咧？因為就係佢哋以為喺 social media 裏面會揾到 happiness， 會令帶到自己開心，但係原來佢哋發覺好快見呢啲 happiness 係 temporary 嘅，係好快會俾第二個朋友有多啲 like， 佢哋就要冇咗個 happiness 噶啦。同埋點解佢哋？上網的 identity 跟他們真人的不同呢？我同班你如果跟小朋友同年輕人要傾偈，他們由細長大都有 social media， 我們不同，我們是在這幾年才學識怎樣上 Facebook， 是不是？這幾年才是可能現在都未識用 Instagram， 但他們都開始少用 Instagram， 他們全部 用其他東西，其實追不到他們的，追不到他們。但是他们由细到大都在这个 environment 的长大，他们的上网的 presence， 上网的 identity， 我跟他们说其实 是他们，我们经常说、哦、上网那些是假的，全部是 virtual reality， 是不是？但 我发觉同班年轻人听他们其实上网的 presence 是个 extension of the life， 他们上网的 presence 是真的，因為 that's how 而家 that's how they interact， that's how they that's how 佢哋同識朋友點樣啊，同 build up relationship， 所以要同班年輕人同佢哋講，上網嘅擺咩上網係 yes 係擺最好嘅上網，因佢哋就覺得係擺最好的上網，但係我同班年輕人講，可能有陣時係如果個個都係擺最好嘅上網，你識啲朋友個個都係假嘅。因為他們覺得 最好的，他們覺得朋友只是得好的方面，是沒有不好的方面，所以要教識班年輕人 在網上面，在 social media 上面，其實不是我們比較是誰多點 like， 如果想真的 識朋友，是他們 that's why 同班年輕人他們想要一個 authentic 的 relationship，要一個真的 relationship。 所以家長，我經常跟家長跟你們說，如果晚上吃飯跟班年輕人吃飯的時候都放下一個電話、家長第一要 set 個 example， 不要拿個電話出來。我跟太太我們都有個 rule， 我們一吃飯就電話就放了，睡覺我電話不是放在床邊，我是放在廳那裡，所以我是睡覺的時候如果晚上睡不著拿不到電話出來，放埋電話，跟住家長同班年輕人就要 build up relationship， 要傾下偈，唔係淨係講啲好嘅嘢，係要有啲你自己 during the day 有啲咩 struggle 都同佢哋 share， 一齊可以 share 個 experience。 我一定有個 video 俾你哋睇，係見到有個家長同佢 grade 10 嘅仔有個 conversation。怎樣來 build 個 connection， 是有時候 做家長，我知道是難，因為要 show 自己的 emotion， 但是 年輕人 that's what they're looking for。佢哋唔識點樣處理佢哋 emotion， 因為 social media 係冇，佢係全部都係好嘅嘢，全部都係 like， 係唔識點樣 deal with 佢哋嘅 emotion。所以第二就係講到technology。第三咧，睇翻多先。佢哋年輕人就講嚟覺得佢哋心急，想要乜嘢乜嘢都有。如果想 shopping， 上 Amazon 兩日後 Amazon Prime 寄到過嚟。所以我哋要教班年輕人，唔係尤其是畢咗業之後出嚟做嘢 ，job satisfaction 唔係即刻有嘅。我同好多年輕人佢哋講。一出嚟做嘢六個月，佢哋好唔開心。我點解唔開心？佢哋話：佢哋想喺公司度有建設，有 impact the world， 但係佢哋話佢冇覺得冇咁嘅 impact。我同佢哋講：但係你做嘢做咗六個月啫喎，你有啲咩 impact？ 你都係嗰陣時仲係學緊嘢。So 要同班年輕人講，佢哋 yes 由細到大好似好多嘢都係想要乜嘢即刻有。但係要同佢哋解釋係 in real life 出到嚟做嘢之後，好多尤其是 job satisfaction， 尤其是 relationship 嘅 satisfaction， 佢哋最主要中意講呢兩嘢 job career 同埋 relationship 嘛，兩樣 satisfaction 唔係乜想要乜就即刻有，同埋第四環境影響，我哋頭先都講過，佢哋係 grow up 喺一個 social media 嘅環境，所以佢哋。好多年輕人佢哋就唔識點樣真係唔係喺電腦上面交朋友，所以由屋企做起係 first of all 要做家長嘅要教佢哋喺屋企點樣做到你年輕人嘅點樣做佢哋朋友咧？要教佢哋點樣交朋友，要鼓勵佢哋 outside of 電腦嚟識人。and 有陣時 encourage 佢哋帶啲朋友翻嚟啊，一齊喺屋企。我有陣時同朋友玩喺邊度玩嘅，咁同朋友玩，咪朋友同學仔翻嚟屋企一齊玩咯。而家好少咯，而家因為上網一齊可以，譬如尤其是如果打機咁樣，你唔使自己屋企上網都可以一齊玩。但係有陣時家長係喂叫啲朋友仔一齊翻嚟玩啦，一齊可以。develop 佢哋嘅 person on person on person 嘅 interaction skill， 所以我哋上次就 cover 咗呢幾樣嘢。睇先 ，OK 。上次有提過呢個 CBC 嘅有個 CBC 有個 series 係舊年十月播出嚟嘅。我講完之後。一月之後講完之後上 CBC 睇，原來佢哋 episode 本來係上曬網可以睇，佢哋啱啱一月攞翻曬落嚟，但係應該上去 library 都揾到，去 library 揾到呢個 CBC 嘅 series， 呢個 series 係好好，我覺得係呢個 series 咧就係 BC 省喺 CBC 佢 BC 省佢其中一間中學，佢就擺咗200多個閉路電視喺度。就跟住有幾個學生，讀 go through 佢一年嘅中學，所以帶到我哋認識佢哋中學學到啲乜嘢，中學嘅 lifestyle 係乜嘢。我想 show 半個 episode 俾你睇，係跟住一個中學生，佢個名叫 Eric， 呢個中學生咧就係留學生嚟嘅，佢係 grade 10。喺韓國過嚟，跟住見到佢係其實一個好叻嘅細蚊仔，但係因為過到嚟想識朋友，想玩就係開始啲成績開始越嚟越差，就見到就呢個 series 就見到啲先生同埋個家長點樣同呢個學生 go through 呢個啲 issue， 我播一播大約睇先。一撳 play 就得噶啦，應該。
for your high school days.
Guys and gals, ready to take on the world?
Love them.
Every hit is called a loud as feels
on. Or hate them.
Four people walked in late.
Oh, damn!
You never forget them. We rigged this Canadian secondary school with 50 remote-controlled cameras.
Woo!
To find out what life is really like for today's teenagers.
Focus, Gage. Focus, Gage.
Oh, I can't.
As they prepare to embark on adult life.
Once you've done your exam, you can text your little fingers to oblivion.
In an ever-changing world.
If we can open up our hearts to kids, make relationships, and make connections.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Really nicely done.
No! Yeah!
The kids will learn to open up their hearts to us and to others, and they'll engage in their learning.
That's awesome!
But when dealing with teenagers, nothing is ever straightforward.
Hey, how's it going? But, whoa, jeez! It's okay, I think I'm the only one that saw.
Picture of you.
Education is a lot of things. I mean, there are the lofty goals of creating healthy citizens. But the more I think about it, the more I realize that it's about relationships, it's about making connections.
Why are we like speed walking?
And I think if we can foster that relationship building in education, everything else will fall into place.
Pension.
Terry Thorpe has been teaching English for over 30 years.
Hey, there's no excuse for being late after lunch, by the way. You, la la la, no excuse. Go.
I didn't talk to my teachers when I was a kid. I never went to my teacher's desk once.
Thank you.
Thank you. They knew that education was important. So I go to college and then I go to university. And I thought, hey, I could be a teacher. I'd be a way better teacher than some of those people I had in high school.
If you don't want to copy it down, you don't have to. You can just read it. No, you cannot take a picture. That's lazy.
I don't know. I feel like I'm contributing. I love a challenge, you know, if a kid just sits in the back. Yeah, try it. Just try it. I'm like, okay, you're on, and I'm going to win.
One of Ms. Thorpe's brightest students is Eric.
Eric is a grade 10 student in my grade 11 class. So, smart boy. But really wasn't trying that hard.
I just talk to my friends, like, make jokes. I guess, like, we get carried away. If, like, they laugh, then, like, I'll start laughing.
Man, you're a freaking beauty, aren't you?
But then, like, sometimes I'll just laugh by myself. And then, like, they'll start laughing.
He's the life of the party. And that's part of the problem.
Okay. Airway. Come here.
I have something to show you.
He isn't working to his full potential. And I'm all over that.
So, what are you sitting at?
78.
And?
What'd
you get last year?
Last year in English?
Yeah.
I think 89 or something.
Ouch. You got 9 out of 25 on your clause phrase quiz, 17 out of 30 on your subject verb quiz, and 8 out of 25 on your parts of speech quiz.
Oh, my goodness.
So, did you even study for those three tests?
I think I studied a little bit.
Well, you failed miserably all three. Come to AI. Come to Connections. Come get some help.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Who's next?
I definitely could get, like, so much better grades, but I'm in grade 10. Like, I'll try harder, obviously, next year. Like, not right now.
So sexy, bro.
Right now, the most important thing is have fun in, like, grade 10.
I was actually jealous last night. I was like...
You were jealous?
I was like...
I was jealous of myself.
I was like, the sub game is on fleek.
Excuse me?
Grade 9, Ryan, transferred to South Kamloops 3 months ago.
I moved here in fall. The first few months, I just concentrated only on my schoolwork, didn't really talk to anyone.
Being a new kid is terrible. First of all, I mean, you've left behind your friends.
and your support group.
So the hardest part about, you know, being a new student is just making connections and finding friends.
Ryan dresses more formally than most students.
Last year at an event, I had to wear a suit and tie, and I kind of liked it. It just makes me feel good.
I like saying I'm a classy guy.
Why are y'all dressed up?
He does that every single day.
He had a student, you know, shirt and tie. The Batman belt I didn't see till he stood up, and that just added to it. Also, here's my briefcase.
It is weird.
And so in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, uh-oh, here we go.
Excuse me?
Aren't you uncomfortable at all?
They're actually more comfortable than jeans.
Okay, let's go. I gotta do Simon and Birch. We've got a bunch of stuff to do. Pick spelling words. So,
yeah. Being a new kid's super difficult. I was always the new kid. We changed schools quite often. My dad was a police officer. So you come to a new school and you just hope that somebody will talk to you.
The teacher makes a test online and you connect your phone to it and it's like,
it's multiple
choice. Like A, B, C, or D and then like it's competition.
So basically,
so much fun.
Yeah. I came in third last time with myself and I'm like, yes.
Meeting people and having some friends. That is a super hard thing to figure out. And for somebody like Ryan, it'll be even harder.
Solving by graphing.
It's third period, and Eric is in math.
This one time, just took us up.
Eric, stay focused, or at least let him stay focused.
Sorry.
His grades have also started to slip in this class.
Does your grandpa live in Kansas?
No, my grandpa lives in Korea.
Eric and his family emigrated from South Korea 10 years ago.
And did you guys have a sushi restaurant back then?
Yeah, we did. And like it was like a 4-star restaurant and like we sold it and like me, my mom, my dad just like left to Canada.
My parents, they're Korean, traditional Korean parents.
Hello?
Emma?
Oh, 지금 어디야?
In Korea, like studying is like a big part of everything.
모르겠는데 무슨 얘기하는지 모르겠어. 가야 돼 지금 아니야.
If you don't go to like a good college in Korea, like you won't get far like at all. That it's like different here, and they don't understand that. They don't understand Canadian culture.
Try it again, I always forget.
Dude.
I just got
duded. Whoa, it's like a party in here.
Wow! So, audience is over there.
Today, Ryan is attending the first rehearsal for the school's production of Macbeth, directed by drama teacher Rhonda Diaper.
I have been teaching drama now for 31 years in this school. Yes, sir.
Where's the band going to be?
Depends on how much equipment you guys require.
A lot.
A lot? I thought it was a couple of guitars.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, we're going to have costume pieces that are going to identify the different characters, because I think we have about 8 or 9 Macbeths. I didn't want to have one person play Macbeth or Lady Macbeth. I wanted to have as many kids involved as possible. And he was one of our Macbeths.
Now, Ryan, we're going to have you enter probably from that side, okay?
My mom, Miss Diaper, and Miss Thorpe all wanted me to join it.
I'm going to get you to walk right down to center, and then the light will come up on you.
And I'm guessing maybe, like, actually doing more stuff with people will be, like,
really fun.
So I ended up just saying, sure, why not?
The castle of Macduff, I will surprise, seize upon Fife.
Some of your very best actors are very shy and introverted people.
Now you're talking to the witches.
Filthy hags.
It earns them the respect of their peers, and it allows them to fit in sometimes a little bit better.
Gone? Let this pernicious hour stand I accursed in the calendar.
It's stand accursed in, it's in the accursed calendar.
Okay, it's stand I accursed in...
The I is the word in.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's a doozy.
All right, let's keep going.
I didn't really know many people, so I was just slightly nervous.
Okay, lights go black. You guys will all exit that way.
Okay.
I didn't really feel like socializing much.
Because I didn't know anyone. I didn't know how open I could be. I didn't know if people would make fun or anything. So I just go in and just kind of do my own thing.
Excuse me. Thank you.
I'm fine with it.
Sitting alone at lunch a lot, is that a choice?
Yeah, sometimes it's a choice. Well, like yesterday I had some homework to be done, so I did that. And sometimes I just, like, I don't really know, like, where to go exactly, so I'll just go and do my own thing.
A student sitting by him or herself just breaks my heart.
Hey. Now, I know Macbeth backwards and forwards. How now, you black and midnight hag?
That's my favorite line.
I love it, too. Well, you got quite a bit. The castle of Macduff will surprise, seize upon Fife, kill his wife and every babe that he... The thing of Fife, it's a place.
Oh,
it's a place.
Okay.
So the big thing is, the thing of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? I don't know. Dead? Right? Hey, do you want me to go over your lines with you sometime?
Okay. Sure.
I'd love to do it, because I think I don't know, you still worry me somehow. I don't know, there's something, I want you to feel like you're...
I want him to be part of this school community. I want him to feel valued.
Tomorrow, Connections, if you want to come in, we'll spend an hour. Okay.
And so I'll help him rehearse, I'll do whatever I need to do.
Okay, let's see how good you pass. Ready? Here it comes. Let's see your pass back. Ah, it's not bad. Use the side of your foot. See how it rolls that way? Keep it straight like that all the way through. That's the pass, Austin. Okay. Have a good night.
Grade 10, I grew like a foot and a half in a month.
Okay, here's something for some of you. What's this? No, I haven't done it yet. I'm digging my own grave. Stop talking. Get to work.
Let's see. How can I put this? I'm telling it like it is.
You guys wait till you get real jobs. Till you're out of this cushy little school with your little complaints. And then you get a real job. Yeah, now you can cry yourself to sleep at night, I'll tell you.
My teaching method is tougher than most, but really, I care just as much as anybody else. I just don't show it that way. This is exciting. Trust me. You're going to be so grammatically correct by the time this class is over.
Today, Ms. Thorpe is mixing things up in her grade 9 English class.
Sit down, please. We have a lot of work to do today, guys. Okay, you are welcome to find a place to sit with somebody, Zach, of your choosing. Think about it for a sec.
Halfway through the semester, I change the seating plan, and I do that because I want them to meet some new people.
Okay, you go ahead. Let's see what you can do.
I was excited to see what it would be like to sit in a new spot with new people.
Should I leave the room? Because I don't think I can watch this.
That's good. You can actually see the board.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's wearing a suit. He must be pretty cool.
Why is it so silent all of a sudden?
Because we're in a good spot.
What an interesting social experiment. And go! Go, children, run! Be free!
Oh, frickin' hell. Forgot about the test. Do you have that sheet?
Which sheet?
The notes sheet?
Today there's a major test in Ms. Thorpe's English class.
I'm freaking dead.
That Eric forgot about.
All right. Thanks for showing up. I can't wait for the people who didn't show up to write their test. So the vocabulary, that's part of your spelling. Ladies, gentlemen, can we get started, please? Take your time. Read the directions. Have fun.
I didn't study for it. Honestly, like, I wasn't prepared at all.
Top right hand corner.
See ya. That is pretty bad. That is pretty awful.
Guys, go to math.
See you later.
Eric's next class is math.
Wait, guys, let's grab our review worksheets. We're going to mark those first thing here.
But today, he decides to skip it.
Do your parents know the grades you're getting?
No.
God.
But they do think it's a lot higher than it is at the moment. My dad, he knows that I'm just like a good kid, like, and just like, I'm on like a good road right now. That's what he thinks probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. How are you?
It's a good day. I went and checked on the boys' washroom, and it no longer emits a terrible odor.
Today? Oh, no.
It's Tuesday, my dudes.
All right, guys, phones away, please. Get out your elimination worksheets.
Yesterday, Eric ditched his Math 10 class, but it didn't go unnoticed. Eric's teacher emailed home.
Yeah, so my son is a great tennis, Eric.
Ah, come on in here.
This morning, his father has shown up unannounced to speak with Vice Principal Blake Buman.
I'm so sorry, but I'm so confused. I thought he's a good student,
yeah.
But listen to it, I don't know.
So I know he's not always using class time to full advantage, and his marks are slipping. I mean, he's a good kid. I think he's made a poor choice.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but...
No, don't be sorry. That's what we're here. We're here to help, right?
Can I see him?
Yeah. Do you want me to call him down right now? Hey, sorry to interrupt. Is Eric in class right now? Can you ask him to come down to the office? Thank you. Bye. He's on his way down.
Hello.
How's it going? Come in. Have a seat. And shut the door. Where?
Yeah.
Do you know why you're here?
I thank you for skipping class.
You know, I'm concerned. My dad's concerned. You're really not doing as well as you could. And I do not want you to slip into a pattern thinking it's okay to skip. That's you, right? You got to make that decision.
So your teacher한테 apologize. 그 behavior 안 좋은 거야. 아니 내가 말하려고 했어. 끝나고 내가 skip 했다고 말하려고 했는데 apologize.
Just worried because when he lived in Korea, he was like top student all the time, and like he thinks if you're not a top student, like you can't do anything. But honestly, like it's ridiculous.
Okay， 頭一開頭有冇留意兩個副校長佢講同一樣嘢 ？What are 啲學生係 What are they looking for？ 佢有冇留意啊？好多學生係 looking for relationship， how to build 係真嘅 relationship。就我哋頭先見到 Eric 同佢爸爸個 interaction。就我哋班年輕人 ，one thing 佢哋係做得好 ，one thing they're really good at 係 understanding genuine 嘅真嘅 relationship， 因為佢哋上網 佢知道好多嘢全部都係假嘅，人哋同朋友擺假嘅上網，擺最好嘅上網。但係 what 啲年輕人 what they're really good at now 係 understanding what is genuine, what is true 嘅 relationship。And so 就見到點解 Eric 佢個 behavior 係咁樣咧？因為佢想得到開心啫嘛。得到 acceptance， 同班朋友開心，所以佢就自己啲成績開始跌咯。但係佢見到爸爸，佢同埋佢以為爸爸係想佢去讀書好，因為係嗰陣時喺韓國讀書重要，所以佢覺得爸爸唔明加拿大嘅 culture。但係佢見到一樣嘢就係佢 through 個 interaction 係。因為見到佢爸爸同係真係 open up， 係真係 care， 真係想佢做得好，因為唔係想佢讀 just because 係 what he can do， 但係 care about 佢係佢自己個人係邊個。所以好多時候我哋就同班年輕人同佢哋講 ，we care about。Who you are， 唔係 about what you can do。And so， 我哋點樣了解下一代咧？就依個圖畫就係好多時班年輕人 ，this is their 佢哋嘅內心世界，係出邊俾人哋睇到佢哋可以做到啲乜嘢，上網擺到咩上網係 what they can do 係擺曬出嚟。This is what people will see. 點樣做到呢？ And then 佢哋就 then worry about 佢哋點樣做達到 what they want to do. And so 好多時係年輕人佢哋嘅思想佢諗法係 OK 俾到世界俾到其他人睇到佢哋做到啲乜嘢，佢哋就開始諗 OK 佢哋就諗 how can I accomplish this。跟住佢哋先會問點解要做呢啲咁嘅嘢，同埋最後尾先至問佢哋自己自己係邊個。所以好多年輕人，我同年輕人傾嘅，發覺佢唔明白自己係邊個。佢哋以為父母，因為其他先生學、其他人淨係佢哋 care about 佢哋做到啲乜嘢。所以年輕人下一代嘅年輕人咧，佢哋扮做到嘅扮得好好嘅，佢哋如果你想要，你覺得你想要佢哋做到啲咩咧？佢哋會做到出嚟，因為佢哋好多時係夾硬做出嚟，扮做出嚟，但係佢哋都唔明白自己係邊個。所以我同班年輕人點樣教佢哋咧？係教佢哋目標係由佢哋自己係邊個帶出嚟，帶到出嚟，所以。是不是唔係 worry about 佢哋做到啲乜嘢出嚟，係 worry about 佢哋自己明白佢哋自己係邊個。And so 我哋 go through 呢四個 process。第一，最外邊做到啲乜嘢咧？就我哋係佢哋嘅知識，佢哋 knowledge， 佢哋係佢哋 how much knowledge do you know？ 但係點樣做出嚟咧？係佢哋嘅 emotion 嚟帶到出嚟。但係最主要同佢哋 go through 咧，係佢哋自己身份邊係乜嘢嘅 identity 係乜嘢，同埋佢哋最終係佢哋信仰係啲乜嘢。And so 同班年輕人佢哋講佢哋。讀中學讀大學是達到什麼是學多些知識咯，學多些 knowledge， that's just the outside。 所以我們 that's 是知識是有幾是有我是跟他們說是分開四方面。第一是自己自己知道懂得什麼，所以我看先最左下角他們讀書讀到什麼出來，就是知道自己懂得啲乜嘢，但系点解要读书呢？因为佢哋有一阵系知道自己唔识得嘅，所以知道自己 左上角是知道自己有些是完全不懂得的，所以要读书就要不懂得那些东西就要学回来。但是他们读书读到这么上下呢，就会觉得知道会知道有些东西他们知道会有些东西 是自己不出，我慢慢 go through 他们其实读书是 go through 这个 process， 是很多时候自己不知道有些什么东西，但是读书呢，读书读回来就开始知道自己不识嘢，但是读到是知道自己要识得最重要识得自己识得的嘢。真系其实好类似，我用英文好易，可能易解释，但是 最后 end of the day， 佢哋要明白左右上角呢是永远有啲嘢佢哋系会唔知道。永远都唔识得嘅，但系 what 哋要真系 focus 喺咩嘢咧？系开始慢慢将左下角嘅知识慢慢学出嚟，系由自己开始唔识得嘅嘢慢慢学识佢。所以点解佢哋就咁解读中学读大学？但系要同佢哋讲咧，点样学啲呢啲知识翻嚟咧？佢哋。佢而家翻学，其实好多方法教到佢哋点样学呢啲知识翻嚟。可能系读书啦，可能有啲学生可以佢要 hands on， 要真系做出嚟，要做下板。所以我同班年轻人同佢哋讲 ，in order to increase 佢哋嘅 knowledge 咧，家长都要同佢讲，有阵时要做下板。因为好多时由细到大，我哋家长惊班年轻人，哦，如果做错嘢撞板点算啊？会跌亲嘅喎，会自己佢哋个 emotion 会 hurt 嘅喎。但系要同佢哋讲，系 failure 撞板系 the most important lessons you can learn。所以唔系净系喺中学、大学 ，throughout life 有阵时做错嘢。Learn everything is a lesson。你头先见到 Eric 嘅例子，佢系读中学系想识多啲朋友，系想开心，但系佢知道自己，哎呀，搞到爸爸要嚟中学要见佢，佢知道自己撞板啦。但系 you can see from that experience， 佢哋就学识。佢如果睇埋最尾咧，佢系 from 嗰个 experience 咧就知道。佢爸爸真係關心佢，唔係關心佢做到啲乜嘢，係見到佢爸爸係真係關心佢，係佢 turn out to be a good person， 係關心佢係 not about his study， 係 about 佢 who he is，and 係 show 啲 genuine 嘅 emotion 出嚟 ，and then from that 佢就學識 OK，take that from a lesson， 跟住之後如果繼續睇咧，個先生就同佢講 OK，Eric，你下一次考試。下一次測驗，你想攞到幾多分呢？跟住 Eric 話：80% 到咯。跟住個先生就 challenge 佢：點解話 80% 呢？因為佢舊年九年班英文攞幾多分㗎？89分。佢先生話：點解淨係 aim for 80%？ 點解唔 aim for 100% 呢？跟住 Eric 話：因為難咯。跟住先生就問佢：但係你想唔想？你知道你做到嘅？佢唔係先生，唔係話你一定要攞到 100%。先生話你佢知道 Eric 佢係 capable， 佢係做到攞到 100%。所以先生就同佢講點解唔改攞 100%。Eric 就 OK 試下啦。跟住先生話 OK， 你如果你想攞 100分，你放學過嚟，我幫你同你補習。跟住個先生真係花時間同佢操，跟住之後。那個測驗真係攞100分翻嚟，因為先生同埋佢爸爸明白，佢明白 Eric 佢其實係做得到，但係要真係明白個年輕人，因為可能有啲年輕人佢哋係冇咁嘅 capability， 但係要真係明白個年輕人佢哋如果做得到咧，就年輕人佢哋好中意，佢哋其實好中意有個 challenge 嘅，俾機會去 challenge 佢哋，但係俾機會佢哋。撞板， 俾機會佢哋賽。可能如果嗰次如果唔係攞100%，可以，因為佢知道佢自己試過，佢未下次再努力啲咯，因為知道佢知道啊個老師花咁多時間落去同佢補習，希望佢希望佢做得仲好。但是我們怎樣做出來呢，是要第二我跟班年輕人說，還有你們都要跟班年輕人說怎樣 work on 他們的 emotion， 怎樣 work on 他們的情緒。有很多年輕人他們這樣最現在對年輕人越來越重要，因為一學校其實他們不懂怎樣 handle 他們的 emotion， 他們做到什麼出來呢，是很關他們 emotion 自己的。如果他們覺得自己做到的，对自己有信心的，他 emotion 好呢，他们达到做到的东西就更好。但如果他们 emotion 是不好的，是 depressed 的，他们就自然他们的想做的东西就做不到。所以刚才见到 Eric 和他爸爸的 interaction 的聊天，你最主要是看到什麼，是 how to handle 他爸爸怎麼 handle 他的 emotion。 有時候我看到之後都很 shock， 因為他爸爸都是韓國人，是很他們都很看面子的，但是 在個副校長面前，在 Eric 面前，他爸爸不介意，真的 let emotion show， 他自己都說 that's just my emotion。 但是就 Eric 看到，他就知道他爸爸真是想他仔仔好。所以我鼓励家长，你都要自己学习怎样 handle your emotion。 And 有时是不要怕，尤其是这下一代，不要怕 let your emotion show， 因为 that's what 他们看什么是真的，他们真 authentic 的 relationship， 他们 的观察力很强的。They're longing for this true interaction, true emotion. And so, 教年轻人怎样 handle 他的 emotion， 有些好的 emotion， positive 的 emotion， 有些不好的 emotion， 叫他们譬如吃饭的时候问他们今天有些什么不开心啊， learn to talk about emotions。有啲咩唔開心，有啲令到你，所以我同太太，我同太太食飯，我哋好多時都問兩句問題：今日最開心係乜嘢？唔係今日做到啲乜嘢？今日最開心係乜嘢？跟住就問今日最唔開心係乜嘢 ？And 練點樣解釋呢啲 emotion？ 因為可能個年輕人唔同，可能有啲年輕人佢哋好 in tune to 佢 emotion。你譬如你哋諗下。你哋即刻諗十個情緒，十個 different emotion 出嚟。你我俾十秒你諗十個唔同嘅 emotion 出嚟，你諗唔諗到？OK， 有啲咩 emotion 啊？你嗌出嚟啊！開心？
嬲啦！
嬲？
憂慮啦！
憂慮，仲有邊啲？興奮？
失望？
驚？被拒絕 ，frustrated 係啦，難過，
怕醜
係個 more reaction， 但係邊個覺得難啊？十秒鐘即刻諗十個出嚟，我好多時同班年輕人都做呢個 exercise， 因為有時我哋如果 can't put word on it 咧，我哋就覺得我哋就唔知道。go through 啲咩 emotion， 有陣時就因為 emotion 佢哋係一個感覺嚟噶嘛，但係有陣時要擺啲 language 落去，先至 understand 自己 go through 啲咩，所以有陣時要同班年輕人 go through 啲 exercise， 你今日點解唔開心啊？最唔開心嘅嘢，跟住點解唔開心啊 ？How to handle？ 所以好多時，年輕人佢哋覺得佢哋追求乜嘢？佢哋追求 happiness。他們追求 relationship 的 happiness， 他們追求做事的 satisfaction。 但如果得唔到咧，佢哋就唔识点样 handle 佢哋呢啲 emotion。越嚟越多年轻人go through depression。我同班年轻人做咗啲 prepare 嘅 grade 12嘅 prepare 咗咁耐，我发觉呢十年来越嚟越多，越嚟越早嘅年轻人 go through depression。And 如果你家长 assess 到佢哋有，譬如有啲咁嘅 symptoms， 要鼓励佢哋stand by， be understanding slowly， 因为如果 go through 呢啲 emotion， 好似年轻人佢哋好多个都系心急想快快脆 take care 呢啲 emotion， 但系好多时要同佢哋讲，要同佢讲呢啲 take time。所以 Marie 头先都俾个。我哋一阵都会 advertising 有个 mental illness 嘅 health 嘅同 health 嘅讲座，一阵都会 advertise 嘅。如果去 understand 点样 handle mental illness 同埋 mental health， 可以同埋带到年轻人去听咧，因为佢哋都有个 youth 嘅 studio。如果带到佢哋 understanding 点样 handle 呢啲 emotion 咧，系入到大学好帮到佢哋嘅。因为我识到好多入大学，入到大学是点啊？好似头先 Ryan 咁样 ，Ryan 啱啱搬嚟依间中学，佢自己一个，咩人都唔识。但好多时年轻人入到大学，同 Ryan 一模一样，个个入到大学系个个乜人都唔识嘅，除非有几个朋友一齐入大学，尤其是自己住嗰搬出去住嗰啲，一入到大学乜人都唔识，冇咗个 support network 俾佢。你好多学生话、哦、我唔怕，我有 social media 嘛，但系记唔记得 social media 啲朋友摆咩上网啊？最好嘅嘢，所以入到大学，佢哋就觉得 OK， 我唔适应，点解大学咁难嘅咧？唔适应，但系睇佢哋朋友摆咩上网啊？哦，佢哋玩得好开心啊！大学识到好多朋友，佢哋去边度玩，边度开 party， 学到啲乜嘢？佢哋个摆晒嗰啲上网，就学生就觉得点解佢哋会大学适应得咁快？点解我唔适应咧？就好多时就高好多学生就 go through depression， 但系佢哋 go through depression 嗰阵时咧。他们不会放上网的，他们会放自己譬如几个月前去旅行很开心，他们反而几个月后放这些上网，因为要哄自己开心。所以要跟年轻人说，一入到大学要留意他们的 emotion， 留意如果有些觉得有些什么不妥呢，要不要介意跟人家说。譬如有啲即係 close 嘅朋友 encourage 佢哋同佢朋友講，如果佢哋放心同你講仲好啦。但係呢 relationship 係要由中學、小學、中學開始慢慢 build 出嚟嘅，同埋鼓勵佢哋大學有 counseling service， 已經俾曬錢噶啦，入大學學費，所以鼓勵佢哋，如果覺得自己情緒有啲咩唔妥。鼓励佢哋 ，it's not a shame to 去睇啲 counseling service， 同埋鼓励佢点样可以令到佢哋 charge up 佢哋嘅 emotion 咧？佢哋中意做啲乜嘢，有啲咩兴趣，鼓励佢哋再继续 pursue 呢啲兴趣咯。So next lead to 我哋嘅第三 identity。这个就要有功课做了，这个要同班年轻人，我很多时 go through 这个 personality test， 就认识他们自己的 personality 是什么。如果完了有机会，你 go 那个 website 16personality.com， 这个 personality test 呢是会我鼓励年轻人做，同埋家长都做，所以 go through 可以有一个 conversation， understanding 自己嘅 identity， 同埋你年轻人嘅 identity， 佢就会起码帮到你 understand 你年轻人嘅 諗法係點樣，佢嘅 personality 係點樣。Go through 呢個 identity 之後咧，佢就會出一份 report 俾你。我嘅 identity， 我嘅 personality， 我嘅 temperament 就叫做 ENTP。佢做完自己有16個唔同嘅 personality， 佢會成份 report 出俾你。喺 report 裏邊咧，就會同你講你有啲咩 strength， 有啲咩 weakness。relationship， 佢啊，你有 relationship 有咩要 pay attention？ 點樣識朋友？家長，你做家長，你嘅 personality 點樣做？點樣做家長咧？點樣 relate to 你小朋友咧？同埋小朋友點樣 relate to 家長咧？跟住仲要講到啊，有啲咩 career 適合，同埋真係做嘢喺 workplace 點樣同 manager 啊，點樣同你其他同事點樣 interact， 所以成份 report 免費嘅。So 呢個 personality test 學到啲咩呢？就 EN， 我就 ENTP， 第一個字英文字就一係 E 一係 I。 E 就係 extrovert 外向嘅人， I 就係內向嘅人。所以好多時見到小朋友唔使做個 test 都知道佢哋係 E 定係 I。 頭先睇條短片 ，Eric 佢係 E 定係 I 啊？外向定內向啊 ？E 啊，佢係外向嘅人，所以佢要同佢想識多啲朋友，所以同佢點樣 gain energy？ E 同埋 I 外向內向係佢人點樣 gain energy？ 點樣係？more comfortable， 你見 Eric 係佢係 E 嘅，佢係外向嘅人，我自己係外向嘅人，我太太咧就係內向，佢所以同佢學，同太太結咗婚之後，同佢一齊喺教會侍奉，我好快學識，一到夜晚十點咧，我太太就自己就熄機噶啦，因為已經同人，譬如團契同人 interact 咗咁耐，佢就好攰，但係嗰陣時咧，我先至有力。因為越同人 interact 得多咧，我就越有力，所以要學識點樣同佢 compromise 咯。所以十點我知道、太太攰啦，所以要走啦。所以我哋通常就十點半到就翻屋企。所以 E 或者 I 外向同內向 ，N 咧 ，N 有兩，一係 N， 一係 S。N 同 S 咧係睇下你點樣 process information。你怎樣了解 information？ 我是 N 是叫做 intuition。 譬如你比就數我比上 information， 我是看 big picture 的， N 是 看 big picture， S 是看 detail 的。所以我就看到 N 如果看 big picture 是看到 possibility， 看到很多時看到 future 是有什麼 possibility， 但 S 呢就看到啲 fine detail， 所以我做會計唔好噶，因為會計係譬如真係做 auditing， 我嗰陣時細個 grade ten 唔係 grade eight 嗰陣時我以為自己做計數好，所以諗過可能做會計啦，但係我發覺好快發覺原來我係唔係 detail 嘅 person， 所以你知道 S 或者 N 咧就已經同小朋友可以知道，同年輕人知道有啲咩。有啲乜嘢 job opportunity 俾佢？我係做嗰陣時做 engineering， 見到一扎 data 係有啲咩 possibility 可以點樣令到做最好嘅，唔係淨係 minor detail。但我太太咧就係同我啱啱相反，第一佢係 S， 佢係 S， 佢係所以屋企啲盤數咧我都係俾曬佢睇，因為佢 understand 點樣 take care 啲 fine detail 咯。T 同埋 F 第三個字係一係 T 係 H， 你係 thinker， 一係就 feeler， 係點樣 make decision？ 點樣 make decision 就係一係你就用腦諗 make decision， 一係就用個心嚟用 gut feeling make decision。所以認識學識到小朋友佢哋係 process information process 咗之後係點樣 make decision 咧？係真係諗過 go through 好多個 analyze 先 make a decision， 或者 spontaneously 用個心係 係去咯，咁樣就 make decision。最易睇係而家最易睇係邊個 area 咧？就係可能上網買嘢，或者買嘢嗰陣時購物嗰陣時，你係 go through 好多個 comparison 啦，跟住 analyze 邊睇曬啲 review， 睇下邊個最邊樣嘢最好先去買啊？定是你覺得哦依樣嘢係好嘅？就是用個心，淨係個 gap 出嚟去依個嘢最好嘅就購物就買。就我同太太又係啱啱相反，我係一個 thinker， 佢係一個 feeler。同埋依一方面咧，係 how to 同人 relationship 好重要。如果年輕人係一個 thinker 嘅，佢哋 worry more about 個 task at hand， 佢 worry about 做嘢做唔做得出嚟。如果係一個 feeler 嘅咧，佢哋就 worry about 令到其他人點諗。尤其是如果係一個 extrovert 嘅 thinker 咧，就譬如一個 extrovert 嘅 feeler 咧，佢哋就因為 extrovert 係外向，中意交朋友，同埋如果佢係一個 extrovert feeler 咧，就係佢哋仲會顧及人哋朋友點樣諗 before they make a decision。最後就係 P 同埋 J， 就 perceiving 同埋 judging。佢哋就係呢度講到你點 organize 你個 organization skills。你 perceiving 咧就係好多時好多時做 make a decision 係好 spontaneous 嘅，好中意覺得係好就做。但 judging 咧就係、是、要係唔係 spontaneous， 係真係要 process 好曬。最易睇一個人係 P 定係 J 咧，就睇佢間房幾亂。如果睇到我間房咧，你就知道，或者去到我 office 一入去 office 咧，你知道我係 clearly 係一個 P， 因為我 office 啲紙係亂咁劈嘅。但如果我主任牧師咧，佢間房係乜嘢都冇嘅，佢係 clearly 係一個 J 嘅 person， 係好 organized 嘅 person。所以明白小朋友。佢哋個 temperament， 年輕人佢哋 temperament， 明白自己嘅 temperament， 明白點樣可以temperament 點樣唔同，就可以 help 你點 build個 relationship， 同埋可以鼓勵佢哋。而睇曬之後，可能幫到佢哋。原來佢係小朋友嘅 temperament 係咁樣，可能唔係做會計師最好，可能做其他嘢仲好。所以，鼓勵你哋 go back 係同小朋友一齊做，同年輕人一齊做。由我認為14、15歲之後都開始 go back， 因為 temperament 可能會轉，但係唔會轉得咁犀利。好多時候我話 temperament 咧，好似係電腦一部個電腦嘅 hardware 咁樣，電腦嘅機，佢電腦嘅 hardware 冇得點樣轉，但係 software 咧就可以轉。software 就係佢哋嘅 habit， 佢哋嘅 attitude habit 就可以轉。OK， 最後啦，最主要喺我因為喺教會幫呢啲年輕人，我覺得最主要係佢哋信仰係乜嘢，即係好多時年輕人佢哋就唔明白點解佢哋想做嘅嘢做唔到。點解世界就睇叫佢哋要做呢啲咁嘅嘢出嚟？可能但係佢哋可能點解入到大學 through， 因為唔係佢哋覺得唔係自己 special， 點解做唔到出嚟咧？所以我同班年輕人佢哋 reassure 佢哋嘅信仰係乜嘢？因為我哋喺教會教佢哋信仰，佢哋係神嘅兒女，佢哋無論點樣，無論做到咩出嚟，佢哋都係 special。因为神创造他们是神的儿女，但是入到大学，很多时候入到大学，他们的信仰就开始被人 challenge 了。因为我们入到大学，他们现在的大学是 liberal university， 是 free thinking 的 university， 他们就很多 professor 特意 challenge 他们，你们信什么东西？你们靠自己嘛？你们要自己做到，因为社会是一个 capitalistic society， 係你自己做到乜嘢，人哋就人哋就點樣睇你。所以我哋喺 prepare 班中學生入大學咧，我哋有一樣嘢我好主要同佢 prepare 嘅，佢哋嘅信仰，同埋好多時尤其是班年輕人跟家長翻教會。嗰班由細到大跟家長翻教會嗰班，我哋就同佢哋 go through 呢個 thought process， 係你嘅信仰係你自己嘅信仰咧，定是係家長嘅信仰？要 challenge 佢哋，你點解信？點解要信神啊？點解信係神係好獨一咁樣好 special 咁樣創造你？係點解要咁信？所以同佢哋 challenge 佢哋。帶到自己是一個是有一個自己的信仰，因為一上到大學，他們就認識很多朋友，很多朋友會信其他東西，所以很多時候我自己都覺得我自己都是這樣。 我讀大學的時候，我讀電子工程，就所以 我讀電子工程 Waterloo 有 co-op，我就覺得 through co-op， 我就唔使靠家長，唔使靠爹哋媽咪俾學費，我自己翻工嚟揾學費啊，自己全部讀書嘅全部 tuition 嗰啲全部都係自己得翻嚟嘅。所以我思想就係、是，我原來可以做到嘢，可以自己go through 大學嘅 career 係全部自己得翻嚟，係唔使靠其他人，唔使靠家長，唔使靠神。跟住读完大学之后出嚟做嘢，我个班有92个同学，嗰阵时啱啱2002年、03年，啱啱个大学个啱啱个 Titec 个市系已经开始冧噶啦，所以我成班同学系得我同埋有好似唔够10个同学揾到嘢做，其他全部都系翻去继续读书，因为冇嘢做，所以我覺得就揾工都係自己得翻嚟嘅，就開始喺屋頭嚟做嘢。做咗幾個月之後，有一日我個 co-op 學生走埋嚟同我講話：，Joe，我想走，我想放工，但係點解大門鎖咗嘅咧？點解走唔到嘅咧？我話可能佢哋 test 緊個 alarm 啫，你等5分鐘啦，5分鐘之後就走得噶啦。跟住5分鐘之後佢都走咗。嗰個放工，第二日翻翻工之後咧，就發覺我成間公司120個職員，佢炒咗80個，炒咗1/3，跟住我 manager 同我講話，佢 keep 我，因為我係最專業一個，因為我平啊，所以佢哋夠有 budget 嚟 keep 我，但係要轉我個 contract。唔係 full time， 要轉每個月做 contract， 所以變咗 contractor。所以續咗3個月之後，我同 manager 講話咁樣唔得喎，逐個月咁樣啊做 contract， 其實係我係頭嗰三每個月頭嗰三個禮拜做嘢，跟住諗一個禮拜我就估下你做唔做個 contract， 我乜都做唔到，乜都冇做，所以佢話 OK， 我續到你6個月嘅 contract。跟住之後佢同我講，佢話都要 let me go 啦。所以我喺屋頭話坐喺度，冇份工又冇，又喺屋頭嗰陣時乜嘢都全部公司都唔請人，點算咧？嗰時候就 go through 自己真係 go through 個，一係 go through 有 depression 嘅 feeling。因嗰陣時係六月俾公司炒。跟住九月，我就九月有個禮拜五翻嚟探下，我嗰陣時拍緊拖，拍咗6年拖，翻嚟探下女朋友啦，去公司嗰度放工等佢出嚟啦，跟住喺車度等佢出嚟，見到女朋友出嚟，但係女朋友拖住第二個出嚟，跟住我到今日都唔記得我點樣由。多人多揸車翻到去 Ottawa， 因為我乜嘢都唔記得，淨係一見到之後即刻開車，嗰4個鐘嘅路程我完全唔記得係去到 去到屋头啊，差唔多翻到屋企，喺个 Tim Horton parking lot 泊埋架车，先记得啲 emotion 即系出嚟，即系打电话俾妈妈话俾佢知咩事。因为我嗰阵时真系觉得跌到最底，本来我以为 Free 大学系全部自己乜嘢都双手做到出嚟嘅，但系嗰一刻就发觉原来系乜都冇晒。跟住十月就 Thanksgiving 翻嚟探下爸爸妈妈，翻到嚟跟佢哋翻教会啦。跟住翻教会，我记得坐喺度，我嗰日牧师都唔记得佢讲咩啦，但系觉得系神叫我翻嚟多人多。我唔知点解神叫我翻嚟多人多，但系我知道好清楚系想我翻嚟多人多。所以嗰日嗰礼拜。礼拜日入翻屋头话，同屋主讲话 ，OK， 我要翻多伦多啦。我 sorry 系 last minute， 我俾多两个月嘅租金你，但系我嗰个礼拜未即刻搬翻嚟多伦多。但系我都唔知点解翻嚟多伦多，因为多伦多我读电子工程读 hardware 嘅，多伦多系冇工作嘅。我翻到嚟几个礼拜后，同嗰阵时主任牧师倾偈，佢叫我出嚟食 lunch， 佢话啱啱嗰阵时佢想直堂在他们英文堂那边，他想找人帮手，你可不可以回来帮我们手。跟着我那一刻就知道，哦，原来是我自己哪个是不是我双手做出来的，是 at the end 都是神给机会我。所以我回来直堂，跟着读神学，你现在做了传道人咯。一路我同班年轻人都成日都 share 我呢个 story， 因为佢哋 understand， 佢哋想 go through 中学大学就系想 find purpose， 但系好多时以为系自己努力得到个 purpose 翻嚟，原来 at the end 都系 because of 佢哋系佢哋嘅信仰嚟先 get 到佢哋 purpose， 所以我哋好多时。要信仰又要喺亲子会，好多时都讲到由屋企学翻嚟。圣经都话啦，喺 Deuteronomy 第6章第4至9节，都系喺自己嘅小朋友嘅 purpose 嘅 belief 系喺边度学翻嚟咧？系喺屋企系教出嚟。所以咧，我哋教年轻人。不是由他们做到什么出来开始教，是由他们是哪一个，他们是他们的信仰，还有他们 why， 他们知道他们的 identity， 他们知道他们 purpose， 知道他们的 identity 做到什么， 会做到什么出来，就由那里带出来做。跟着要提他们 handle， 怎样 handle 他们的 emotion， 跟着先 worry about 真的做到什么出来。所以预备入大学，好多时教完依四科咧，同班年轻人，佢哋就开始要选科。到嗰时，因为呢个课程好多时系9月开始教，九月就教 belief， 跟住 identity， 10月 identity， 11月 emotion， 跟住12月 knowledge， 之后咧就1到12月要选科啦。所以佢哋明白自己之后，明白系佢哋嘅 purpose 系乜嘢之后，就先开始同佢哋选科。因为他们是咁系 through 佢哋 belief 可能神咁样带佢哋去选科。跟住我哋下一个 part 咧 ，part three 同班年轻人都系转完科之后，下一个 part 我哋讲啲咩啊？我哋系讲即系入到大学嘅 lifestyle， 我哋就分开入到大学嘅 social life， 因为头先都睇到条片都睇到佢学生最主要嘅。他们 worry 是怎样认识朋友，我们就真的 in detail 入到大学怎样认识朋友，怎样他们 prepare 他们 social life， 怎样 prepare 他们的 family life， 因为很多时候尤其是寄宿那班，怎样跟他们要 encourage 他们，怎样多些跟家里联络，因为个 last support network 是家的 support network。 但是很多学生去到一入到大学，哦，有 independence， 有 freedom 啦，就开头可能每隔一日打电话翻屋企，跟住到 到到可能會隔一個禮拜或者隔一個月先打電話翻屋企。好多時我同班年輕人讀完大學嗰班，同佢哋講最 regret 係乜嘢？讀大學，佢哋最 regret 就係冇多啲同屋企聯絡，因為讀嗰四年，讀嗰大學嗰四年，班年輕人學到乜嘢咧？班年輕人開始學到，原來家長係佢哋嘅 experience 係同佢哋而家嘅 experience 係好相似，因為好多時細個嗰時，班年輕人就唔明家長嘅 history 係咪？你點同佢哋講？佢哋都唔明哦。原來你同佢哋講話，我都 go through 過讀書係咁樣咁辛苦嘅，我都 go through 過揾工咁辛苦嘅。佢哋讀中學嗰時都未明嘅，但係讀大學就開始明啦。原來讀到廿零歲，家長嗰時都係廿零歲，都係識大家，都開始嗰時廿零歲拍拖，可能廿零歲先廿零歲結婚，所以。一到到年輕人一到到讀到中學咧，佢哋就開始 appreciate 家長做想咁多年做嘅嘢，所以我就同班年輕人教佢哋嗰陣時咧，就同佢哋 remind 佢哋 think about 你呢十幾年家長同你 go through 啲乜嘢，同你教你乜嘢，係 because 佢哋係 care。And 家長可以幫到手，如果家長係好似頭先條短片咁樣 ，Eric 個爸爸 show 到真係 genuine 嘅，想 build genuine 嘅 relationship。And 班年輕人就越可能會早啲 understand， 原來家長係真係 care about 佢哋邊個，唔係 care about what they can do。跟住仲有下兩個禮拜後講social life、family life。講到 career 有陣時要讀緊書，一路讀書一路要揾 part time job， 點樣 handle 佢哋嘅 part time job， 同埋點樣 manage 錢，點樣 manage money， 同埋講到 church life， 如果去出埠讀書，點樣揾一間好嘅教會，所以下次就會 tackle 呢啲真係 practical 嘅 issue， 但係。Before that， 我就 make sure go through 同班年輕人 make sure， 同埋鼓勵家長都要 make sure understand 年輕人佢哋嘅 identity 係邊個 ，understand 佢哋，所以我都真係鼓勵一齊做呢份。如果做完之後，下次有啲咩問題，一齊我哋可以 go through 呢份 report 咧。And 我今日講到咁多。